This nigga.
You're around the right side of the desk now, Finn.
Karen.
How are you?
Good. Am I coming through? Is this thing on?
I think so. I think this thing is on, yeah.
All right, cool.
I can hear you. Maybe...
No, I think I'm good.
Maybe stay talk
my,
again.
My headphones are usually bristling with my own voice.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, good.
Can everyone else hear him?
Yes.
hang on. I'm going to go to Nam right now. What do you reckon I can do this? Amelia.
Hello.
Can you hear him?
I can hear Finn loud and clear.
Yeah, cool.
That's
See,
good.
We can all hear you. Hey, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great.
What's the day like?
It's a little bit cloudy this morning, but the last couple of days have been beautiful and sunny and a little bit cold, which I like. Reminds me of home. So hopefully it'll clear up.
Yeah, freezing here in Auckland this morning. Finn's got this big, wonderful fake fur coat on.
Yeah, brr.
Right.
Brr.
Okay, we're here to play and celebrate your demo god that you've done with Finn. And Amelia, you managed to do this when you were here for your album release.
Yes, I mean, I had a brief window and Finn sent me a message and I thought, well, there's nothing I'd rather do on a kind of a Wednesday than be locked inside of a van with Finn. So,
and you were locked inside of a van with Finn. Yes. Okay. I'm gonna let you two talk together about how this came about. I'm gonna ask you, Finn. You told us a little bit last week about the process. We knew that the prompt was the fine art of restraint, but maybe you want to tell us more about how it came about.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, you rock, first of all, for taking time out of your holiday to be locked in a van. So thanks again. I thought it was fun. One of the coolest parts about this one was what we did it in how long? 3 hours, Amelia?
Yeah, we had a pretty brief window and I feel like it's come out pretty well, honestly.
Me too. Yeah. What was the... You might not have done too many things like this before. What was the kind of experience like on your end?
Yeah, I mean, I'm mostly a bit of a lone wolf, you know? That's how I like to put it. Some people would say control freak or very annoying. and so it was a little bit different for me. But I mean, what I really want to know is how you found it. How was I to work with?
Now
because
awesome.
You've done this many times.
Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, but you were awesome to work with. I think one of the things that I sensed from you was your way of like, I feel like everybody on this show who I do Demo Gods with is particular and knows what they want, but your way of sort of telling me how you operate and letting me know what your preferred way of doing things was so polite and sweet, but then also just like, I usually do it like this. I remember there's something really funny that I wanted to do. I was like, can we use we've got all these instruments and we've got splice loops too, because I'd accidentally paid for like 6 months of splice and I was like, I really need to use my stupid loops. And you were like, oh, maybe not that. But then also, okay,
that is a specific like personal hang up though. I would describe that as a technique so much as like a neurosis.
it's so good that you nipped with that one in the bud. I'm glad that we committed to not doing that. I also think that the way that we worked together was quite fun in the way that I don't think either of us took on any particular roles. I think, you know, we were jumping in and out, like one of us would play a guitar part and then the other would say, how about you change that one note, and then we'd swap, somebody would play something, and then, but we were all kind of like in the trenches, weren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was, I mean, speaking of like the fine art of restraint, it was kind of interesting to have kind of the few instruments in the van and see what we could do with them. And so, yeah, it did involve kind of like, oh, I'll give you the electric guitar and then I'll fiddle on the acoustic for a minute. Oh, how about you play this rhythm part on the acoustic and then, yeah.
Oh, that's. Can I just butt in there and say I'm glad that you chose that, but you used it in the sense of musically, not necessarily just the name of the prompt. You used it musically in the restraint of the instruments that you chose. But Amelia, I wanted to also to say I wasn't sure what to expect with this collab with you, you and Finn. And I listened to it this morning. Finn sent it to me this morning, and I'd say it's unexpected. And Finn does the vocal on it completely.
Yes, well, my stipulation for doing Demo Gods was that I wouldn't have to sing a note. I don't really do singing.
Well, speaking of collabs, I mean, not to bring back that the whole like collab history situation, but you've worked with so many cool vocalists over the years. Actually, I'm looking at the top 10, the BFM top 10 right now. Johnny, line 19. That's an Amamelia collab, is it not?
I did the production on it. All of the writing and stuff on that is Jen. But yeah, it's sometimes I feel like I was cursed by God not to be able to sing, and it means
I don't really singing. I love that line.
It means that I have to kind of like collaborate with people. But it's kind of a blessing as well, because it means you end up working with people who are so cool and have such interesting ideas and kind of, I think sometimes people want to give all the credit to the songwriter, but it's like, if the song was just written and no one performed it, you wouldn't hear it. So
yeah. Also, sure. I love the instrumentals that you do are so unique that you do without any vocals on them at all. So that's another, string to your bow.
Everyone's being so nice to me this morning. Thanks, guys. This is a great way to wake up on a Saturday morning.
Would you like us to be horrible?
I literally can't jump on a mic on the radio and think of you and not just start saying nice things. So I apologize for that. That's a thin thing. But yeah.
All right, shall we have a listen to it? Let's see what you two cooked up. Anything else you want to add before we play it?
I'll tell you what, let's listen to it and then we can talk about it. There'll be things that jump into our heads.
Righto, so this is
Emma. That sounds good.
Okay, Amamelia and Finn Johansson and the Fine Art of Restraint.
Big Fade.
Well, yeah, Big Fade. You couldn't help but jiggle around the studio to that. That's great. Well done.
What did you think? Did anything come to mind, Amelia, while you were listening to our song?
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about how Karen was saying it was a little bit unexpected, which I think, I guess, probably if you listened to Amelia, it doesn't sound like that. But I mean, you know, like growing up, I was listening to a lot of, you know, things like The Bats and like UK, like Creation Records bands. And so when I saw, you know, we had a tambourine, an acoustic, an electric guitar and a bass, I was like, I know exactly what to do with this.
Yes. I kind of think that it might be that if you listen to Amelia, that would surprise you. But if you've listened to everything that you've done over the years, then this genre kind of wouldn't be a surprise. And there was also a harmonica lying around, which might not have fit the bill. But I think I'm glad we shoehorned that in as well.
I was very excited for the harmonica.
Yeah, it kind of slows it down and romantic, because you, I think while we were doing the lyrics, I took us to the spot. I was like, we were stuck for lyrics. We had like, you know, 1 hour left. And I was like, come to the lizard spot. I'll show you the spot in the garden where all my lizards are. And then I walked you over there and it was just like hay in the corner of the garden. And like, we stared at this random corner of the garden for about 5 minutes and didn't see a single lizard, and then completely finished the lyrics in that time, like gave us the brain enough.
Is that
it
real?
It was an inspirational hedge. Yeah, no, absolutely that was real.
I'm going to add that to the prompts, the lizard spot. That's
yeah,
a good
lizard
one.
Spot. That's good. Right. But I feel like you were like, I'm a romantic, and I can see that, and I think this is a romantic song.
Yeah, I think... I don't know, for me, I mean, I always think of myself as a songwriter first. And the thing that I find exciting about songwriting is like the ability to just like suggest something with the lyrics and then it gets carried through with the music. Like,
yes.
I feel like if you read the lyrics to the song by themselves,
yes,
they might sound a little bit like dark or a little bit like mean. But I think with the kind of uplifting guitar stuff, it's got this kind of wistful quality to it.
No, absolutely. And you pitched me some of the, I feel like you did a great job of, I think conceptually and thematically, you really took the helm of the lyrics and you explained it to me quite deftly, because they are like, even just saying maybe I, like that's a super vague lyric. And I feel like you gave us permission to be a little bit more, I don't know, impressionistic than I would usually be. But then also you were like, oh, but it's sort of like you're a little bit scorned. I don't know. I like the direction is what I'm thinking. Sorry, another compliment. But also, you took me to places that I wouldn't normally go, like lyrics wise.
Well, I remember you saying, okay, what's the song about? And I said, it doesn't matter. We'll figure that out after we write the lyrics.
We'll ask
which
him,
is usually how I approach it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you learn what a song's about 10 years after you've released a song, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had people tell me what my songs are about, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
See, that's good.
That's
that means
helpful.
You're not writing too prescriptively or something, I guess.
Very good. Hey, well, that's great. I love that track. I think it's very poppy was of the word that jumped into my mind when I heard it at 5 a.m. this morning. It's great. Cheerful little number. And, hey, while we're in talking about, you just mentioned UK bands from about the 1990s, that era, Creation, you've chosen a song that you want to play as well from a, I think they were a duo, these two, Sexus.
Yes, so I mean, this is totally unrelated to the song that me and Finn made. I mean, mostly, but it's this duo from the UK doing a kind of like Pet Shop Boys meets Morrissey thing, and they only released like two or three singles, and most of their songs are kind of fine, but this song to me is like one of the best forgotten, should have been a pop hit of the 90s.
All right, well, hang there for a bit. We'll play Sexus there and we'll come back to you, Amelia.
Awesome.
takeaways. But this could be the official end of it all. Yeah, this could be the official end of it all. Give it up, give it up. I just can't give it up, give it up. I just can't give it up, give it up. I just can't give it up, give it up. And now I've pinched myself so many times. My arms are turning blue. Will freeze when I say the words, but I love you, yes I do. And this could be the official end. Yeah, this could be the official end of it all.
BFM, and that Sexus and the official end of it all. And it was the choice of our Demo God guest this week, Amelia, who is joining us on Zoom from NAMM in Melbourne. And I just have to say that Finn had been buzzing all week, over 2 weeks, opportunity to be working with you, Amelia.
Oh, I was excited to work with Finn. So.
Oh, that's lovely.
Very good. So it's worked out well. It could be the start of something, well, just for the dot, dot, dot.
Who knows? Right. I will say one more thing about the song is that I was happy to have your input on the mix. I mean, it's a tall order to be a mixer for a song, and you helped me. Thank you for recommending a reverb, and then also emotionally shepherding me through those freaking claps. How hard is it to get claps that sound any good? And
genuinely
terrifying.
They're like the hardest, one of the hardest things to get right. You know, people, and I didn't say this to you because I didn't want you to have to go out and do a bunch of stupid things. People uh-huh. used to do all kinds of things, getting two bits of 2x4s and clapping them together to fatten out a clap. Like any clap you hear on a record, if it sounds good, it's unlikely that it was just like two people clapping in a band.
Oh my God, not handskin, it's Foley. Is that what you're telling me?
Often, yeah.
Hey, okay, so I want to just read out a couple of checks. You'd probably be able to help me with this, and whether this is the song they're referring to, this person, and you'll know. This is lovely. I'm sure it was this text came when the track was playing. There's kind of a moody blues vibe underneath.
Oh, have you heard moody blues?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, moody blues are kind of a 1960s UK band, I guess most famous for Knights in White Satin.
Yeah, it does ring a bell. Do you think it sounds like a song?
And then great song. This texter says, great song. And this one says, hang on, where are we? Sorry, won't be a second. I've just got a something's popped up and covered the screen. Oh, hey, Karen, what was that previous poppy track you just played? Love your work, Rob. That previous poppy track was our demo god this week, The Fine Art of Restraint, which was Amamelia with Finn Johansson. So, yeah, you could release it.
Who knows? Who bloody knows? Maybe we will.
I hope so.
Oh, that's very sweet.
The whole premise of Demo Gods is that we play it once and then into the ether it goes, but you never know, it could come out on a release.
Well, especially if it's getting people perking up from their seats, texting into the radio saying, what was that? I mean, I think that's a good sign.
Hey, thank you very much, Amelia, for joining us from Melbourne this morning. I know you're a few hours earlier than us, are you? What's the time over there?
It's just coming up to 9 a.m.
Oh, that's not too bad on a Saturday morning. What's the day hold for you?
I've actually got a gig this evening, which is nice. I'm going to be doing a little free in-store at my local record store to kind of like launch my album over here. So,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it should be a very nice day, I think.
What's your local record store called?
Footscray Records.
Oh, okay. If anybody's listening in Melbourne, that's the place to go. Very good. And thank you, Finn. Thank you for bringing you two together.
No worries. I'm very happy with how that turned out. And yeah, thanks again, Amelia. I wish we could all be there in Footscray Records with you.
Oh, well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you both so much.
Yeah, I hope the gig goes well, and we'll talk to you again soon.